You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. 70 years ago, the Strategic Air Command was created, and this week, Gary Joyner explores how this history matters.
This spring marks the 70th anniversary of the creation of the Strategic Air Command, without a doubt the most powerful military organization in history. Between 1946 and the fall of the Soviet Union in 1991, SAC was the nation's frontline defense and offense in the event of a nuclear war. It was first headquartered at Andrews Air Force Base, Maryland, then moved to Offutt Air Force Base in Omaha, Nebraska in 1948. From there, SAC commanders created and organized everything needed to prepare strategic air forces for potential combat. The Strategic Air Command initially controlled and later controlled the vast majority of nuclear weapons, all nuclear-capable bombers, and all missiles capable of delivering nuclear warheads. This included all intercontinental ballistic missiles and shorter-range theater ballistic missiles. President Dwight D. Eisenhower increased SAC dramatically in size and national prominence. His New Look national security concept was developed shortly after he took office in 1953. This concept and policy viewed that the United States would rely on a nuclear weapon shield to deter potential aggressors from beginning a nuclear war, and, if they did start it, SAC would create such destruction that the aggressor nation would cease to exist. As LeMay often said, bombing them back into the Stone Age. Throughout the 1950s and 1960s, SAC was the planner for and the recipient of a host of new bomber and missile platforms to keep up with the Soviet threat. The most successful of these platforms is the B-52, primarily based at Barksdale Air Force Base in Bossier City, Louisiana. Some of its planes are deployed in the Middle East today, bombing ISIS targets in support of a multi-nation effort to destroy that terrorist organization. Anyone living in northwest Louisiana from the 1960s until the present has seen the great lumbering, majestic B-52 Stratofortresses, although they are better known by the affectionate acronym BUFF, or Big Ugly Fat Fellow, climbing into the sky on training missions, or, before 1952, on fail-safe missions, flying to a predetermined point near the Soviet Union from which they would fulfill LeMay's mission plans. Up to 6 of the great aircraft would launch in minimum interval takeoffs, or MITOs, and return several hours later. There is great satisfaction in the roar of 8 engines on each plane. That is the sound of freedom. So how does Barksdale fit into SAC history? Barksdale was originally a base for attack aircraft in the 1930s, and then switched to bomber training during World War II. The ramp saw every Army Air Force bomber type in the inventory. Barksdale was a SAC base from 1947 to 1992. It was the host for the 2nd Air Force Command, and then, beginning in 1975, the mighty 8th Air Force Command. It hosts the oldest bomber wing in the Air Force, the 2nd, the Defenders of Freedom, and the 307th Bomb Wing, the only B-52 training unit in existence. Today, Barksdale is home to SAC's successor, the Global Strike Command. The defense shield that LeMay forged is alive and well and more powerful than he could ever dream it to be. Barksdale has fulfilled the intent of its original mission and its place in World War II. The attack, defense, and training operations are all there. So thank the air crews and the maintainers, the commanders, and the airmen, and wish them a happy 70th birthday for the mission that they continue today. Their history matters.
History Matters is made possible in part by the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities and Louisiana Cultural Vistas Magazine.